Australian futsal community, welcome to Futsal in Australia podcast number 12. Every podcast will bring someone unique that can share with us some experience. And today's podcast is on the Junior Futsal Nationals, the upcoming Junior Futsal Nationals, with the tournament director himself, Arturo Garzón Dias. Arturo, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Now, thank you so much, Andre. Hi to everyone in the futsal community in Australia. It's a pleasure to be in here and can't wait for this to show up how much are we doing to grow up the futsal in Australia.
I can't wait. So for people that know, Arturo is a futsal superstar that lives in Melbourne, moved from Colombia. He's a futsal's manager, futsal's junior, the national's coordinator. By the way, Arturo took over my role at futsal. So I was the tournament director for the past 6 years. After I moved out of futsal, I moved to Dubai. Arturo took over my spot. And it's with a great pleasure that I have him on the show. Arturo, before we talk about the Junior Futsal National, there's so many details we want to talk about. Fixtures, all the details about the tournament, how people can watch the live stream, and all these exciting things. But let's talk about you first. Let people get to know you. Where are you from and where are you born and where did you grow up?
Perfect. So first of all, my name is Arturo, as you said. I was born in Bogota, the capital city in Colombia. I moved and I was raised up in Tunja, which is 2 hours away. Grew up playing futsal all my life. We call it two ways, either futsal or micro football. Mm-hmm. I grew up, I would say, from the age of 4 or 5 years old. Study industrial engineering back in Colombia, and all my life been playing futsal everywhere I can. So
with futsal in Colombia, you say that there are two names of futsal. When you say futsal, you say football sala or you say futsal?
Correct. Over there, it's more known as football sala.
Okay. Then you also have micro football.
Correct.
And what's the difference between the two?
So between the two of them, micro football, the rules, I think the goalkeeper's throw cannot go over the half. So it has to bounce before the halfway. Side balls are always coming with the hands. And the goalkeeper cannot go over the halfway as well.
Okay.
Apart from that, I think it's basically once you're playing, same thing on few players plus the goalkeeper.
So it's micro football run by AMF. Is that the AMF game you're talking about?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so I understand that one. Very good. And comparing futsal in Colombia and futsal in Australia, I know so many differences, including the rules, but in futsal, as you actually play, in serious futsal, you play side ball with the throw-in, so it's a bit more similar for you now. What are the differences between the two?
Correct. As you mentioned it, I grew up playing both of them. So for me, it was quite easier to adjust to it. Although I prefer the futsal where you can just play with the ball with your feet. Mm-hmm. But it was just a matter to adjusting and getting to know the rules, what they are. In terms of the sport by itself, I think back in Colombia, it's a little bit more technical developed, of course. We play everywhere at every time. So in here, it's starting to get there. More people are finding the spaces to play. And I would say in a matter of time, Australia will be up to that stage as well.
In futsal in Colombia, do players play futsal there to become futsal players, or they still have the idea of using futsal as a tool to become a soccer player over there?
Right now, we have the Liga Argos, which was the step up on the futsal professional. Mm-hmm. And that created a pathway for futsal players to become professional. Although you can see the players use the sport to enhance their abilities in technicality, tactical awareness, just to be able to have a better experience in football. So you can see a bit of both, but mm-hmm. with the approach that you have a pathway to be a futsal pro player.
Yeah, like everywhere else. But the last question about Colombia before we move over to your time in Australia. Colombia didn't make the World Cup in this recent World Cup. So the 2016 World Cup was in Colombia. I think they lost in the semifinals or quarterfinals?
Yeah, on the quarterfinal, actually.
Quarterfinals to Brazil, correct? Not Brazil.
No, to
Iran.
Wait. I think it was Iran, actually.
Iran or Argentina? Or... I think it might have been Argentina. Anyway, didn't make the World Cup. How do you see the current situation of futsal, of the national team of Colombia, the main team?
I think the team is looking good. I think what we needed at the time is to get more new players coming into the system. Yeah, we were using always the same base of players, and the age was getting too older for them. And right now, I think all the committee realized about it, and they bring in a couple of new players that are playing. Some of them in Spain, some of them are playing in their local league, and they're bringing them into the system. So I think that's gonna give a little bit more of the fitness and awareness, plus the experience from a couple of players. That's gonna help the national team, the Colombia, to be back where we used to be. I would say top five, top ten, at least minimum.
Yeah, for sure. But let's just focus on making the next World Cup, right? Because Venezuela also had an amazing World Cup, and they're the ones that took the spot away from Colombia. So let's just focus on the first stage first. Arturo, you moved to Australia. Can you give us a quick playing career from the time that you arrived in Australia until now, some of your achievements, some of the competitions that you played, and some of the competitions that you have won?
Yeah. So when I came down to Australia, first of all, I started playing with Carlton Heart FC. And when I got here, they were on the state championship. I was playing with them in the state championship. We won that league on that season.
Sorry, for people that don't know, how does the elite leagues work here quickly?
So elite leagues work. Series Futsal Victoria is the top league. After that, we have State League Championship, State League 1, State League 2, and State League 3.
So five divisions of elite leagues.
Correct. At the time when I got here, Carlton Heart was on the second division. Yep. So we won that division. We moved up and played Series Futsal Victoria, I think straight away in the next season. We won them. We won three of them in a row with Carlton. We had a good run. We had a good team. Good connection. Good chemistry. And in the last one, we won the Series Futsal Australia as well when we versus Gold Coast Force, if I'm not wrong. Apart from that, I won a couple of clubs cups, a couple of post cups. I went to play for Pascoville when I shared time with you. Amazing time learning from the best doctor. Went back to Carlton as well to help them and try to establish the club a little bit more. And very recently, I had a new approach with Campbellfield, where we have a very good vision for the team. So we want to see what can we do with Campbellfield going towards the next season.
And when you say a new approach, we have people all over Australia that take futsal as an amateur sport. But in Victoria, lots of clubs actually pay the players. Campbellfield is one of them. Campbellfield, lots of their players are paid. How do you see this transition from being an amateur sport to players being paid?
Well, I think it's a matter for the league to grow. As the teams start putting resources there, more clubs are going to be thinking about, every player that's going to be looking for opportunities for either pathway to become a professional. Mm-hmm. Is going to come down to Series Futsal Victoria. And that's going to increase the ranking of futsal at all in Victoria. More players, it's going to create more entertaining and bit of sport as well. So it's going to be, I think, helps futsal or Series Futsal Victoria players by itself to keep developing to the next stage.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Yeah, so it's very interesting because people in other states can't even imagine some futsal players getting paid. But it does happen in Victoria. I know you might not want to say how much you get paid, but some of the players that in the league, roughly, how much would some players get paid in the league?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Some friends of yours.
From what I've heard, you can go easily from the Gatorade, from $5 Gatorade, to an easily what has been the most that I've heard is $500 maybe.
$500 per week.
Per week, per game, correct.
It's a part-time job, pretty much.
Yeah, imagine that. So, that's the rumors that you hear, though. So, It might be true, might not be as much.
But definitely players don't, most of the players in the series futsal don't pay registration themselves. At least the club, most of the clubs cover the registration for them, don't they?
Correct. Yeah, most of the teams have a couple of sponsors, which I think they've worked through the time. And with them, they find a way to help either the players coming in and just pay the registration to Futsalos for Series Futsal Victoria.
Makes sense. Very good. Very good. All right. Let's get to the topic that we're here for. It's very good to talk about your past. And I want to have you back on the podcast to just talk about you, so we can focus on our tour, on your journey in Australia. But for now, let's talk about the Junior Futsal Nations, the upcoming 2022 edition. Can you tell us a little bit how this planning of the tournament has been so far?
100%. So for everyone who knows, Futsalos Junior Nationals used to be run by yourself. You used to be the technical director. So I've got a very big shoes to fill. And it's an amazing experience. I think we started working on this six to seven months ago, right when we were going through the lockdowns with COVID and all of this. And it's been a tough job at this time with all these kind of changes that we have at the moment. But yeah, honestly, looking forward to it. We've got a massive interest from all around the Australia, coming from Perth, Sydney, Adelaide. We have a couple of teams interested, but because of the uncertainty, because of the lockdowns and COVID, some of the teams were not able to come and are not going to be able to assist for this year. Mm-hmm. But they're more than happy to plan towards next Junior Nationals. If we can go to a normal kind of stage, they'll be more than happy to come back.
Very good. It's exciting to hear that things are going back to normal. We have the Junior Futsal Nations. We have the Gold Coast International. We also have the state championships in April next year. So we have so many exciting things happening in 2022. Have so many exciting things. Now, in 2019, last year, Futsals didn't run a Nationals, run a Victorian state titles kind of thing, just for teams from Victoria. In 2019, Futsals had 103 teams. Obviously, the number of teams have reduced due to COVID. But I checked some of the fixtures. It's still looking like a good number. How many numbers are there this year?
At the moment, we're going to have 60 teams registered.
That's amazing.
Which is very good compared to what we had. And, well, with all the hard circumstances that we've gone through, I think it's good numbers. And as I told you, we had at least another 40 to 50 teams that we couldn't finalize the registration and process because of the uncertainty of COVID. Mm-hmm. Even at this stage, we're not sure what's going to happen with all of this situation, but we are looking to the positives, trying to keep futsal on, try to keep the people interested in it, try to keep the kids involved in it.
All right, so let's talk about the age groups. How many teams in each age group will there be?
No worries. So for the under 8s, we're going to have 7 teams. For the under 10s, we have 11. Under 12s, we have 10. Same for the under 14s. And for the under 14 girls, we have 5 teams. Under 16s, we have another 7. Under 16 girls, 5. And under 21s, 5.
So that's a very solid competition because you have competitions with more than 10 teams, with two groups. Let's just get back to the question here. What about the venues? How many venues will be used this year?
So at this stage, we were planning to use Thomastown and Brunswick, the two mm-hmm. venues that we had. But we're going to use Brunswick as the main arena, and Thomastown is going to hold only two rounds from three divisions actually, which are going to be playing on Thursday.
Makes
on
sense.
Thursday, yeah. On Thursday, we're going to have a couple of games from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Thomastown Arena.
So the finals day, where will the finals be playing?
The finals will be played at Brunswick.
At Brunswick on the courts that it's being currently being used for Series Futsal.
Correct. So unluckily for this year, we couldn't use the Thomas Town Arena completely because we're undergoing some maintenance, some works, which I would say you're gonna see more in the future. It's just gonna be
we actually had Peter Parthimos on the show, and he told us already about the Sirius Futsal Stadium, so that's not a surprise for everyone.
Yeah, correct. So it's the works in Thomastown has been going not stopping, to be honest.
Have you been there recently?
Oh yeah, I've been there.
And I know you can't tell us much, but does it look good? Does it look like a professional stadium?
It's looking amazing. I think when everyone comes down, everyone's gonna lose their mind. No one's gonna expect that. So let's leave it there.
The classic futsal style just comes around and show everyone something different, isn't it?
Correct. Just I think that's gonna be something very good coming out of this current situation. So that's something to look forward to. But coming back to the junior nationals, I know that we used to have the finals live stream. Mm-hmm. But for these junior nationals, we're not going to be able to run their live stream. But we're looking forward to have a very good competition, build up the numbers for all these juniors, get them involved, get them with that passion to love the mm-hmm. sport, and yeah, just keep growing from there.
All right, so talk about what makes Futsal's National something unique. I know that Futsal is about providing the customer experience to the customers, something different. What would you say to compare, why is Futsal a different nations comparing to the other nations in Australia?
Look, I would say at this stage, Futsal has been developing our own system or our own software. Yeah, so we've been developing WeFroth. And that's been a platform that, of course, is still ongoing with some works to be done and some bugs to be debugged, of course. But that's something that's going to provide teams, parents, an automatic update of how the games are going. Yeah, mm-hmm. Even to see what plays are registered, online, live fixturing, live scores, everything that's happening in the game, you're going to be able to see it there. Yeah. Even if you're not able to see the match live stream, it's like having an easy read and get update on what's happening. So I would say that plus the experience of having teams at least coming for this year from Sydney, teams coming from all around Victoria, that creates as well a good atmosphere for these kids to keep developing the love for the sport and keep developing their own skills.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the WeFroth. So can anyone just join the WeFroth, or just do you have to pay to join? How does it work?
No, at the moment it's completely free. WeFroth, as soon as you download the app and you register, you're going to be registered as a fan. Yeah. If you play for any team, it doesn't matter if it's juniors, doesn't matter if it's elite leagues, social leagues, you have to come to the counter. We're gonna finish up the registration, which is to take a photo of yourself mm-hmm. and take a photo of your ID. That's your registration. So yeah, it's very simple the process, and that keeps you updated of everything what's happening, keeps you with a profile, keeps you like on what's happening with the futsal world, what's happening in Futsal Australia, what's happening all around, at least whoever is connected in WeFront.
Makes sense. Very exciting. We had Peter on the show. We should have asked him this question, but I'm going to ask you because I forgot to ask him. Why is the name WeFroth?
Oh, I honestly would say because the froth is what we do at Futsal. Yeah. The froth is the feeling to keep going. Yeah. The froth is the atmosphere, the passion that all of us, I think all of us, even you, I would tell, all the passion that we can live in this sport. Yeah, we can call all the friendships, all the scores, all the games, all the feelings that you get through futsal it's what we call froth.
Very good, very good. Everyone knows my passion for futsal, and everyone knows my passion for futsal. I was there for 10 years, and now I'm a customer now. So my junior teams play futsal and also play pro futsal. But my job now is to grow futsal in Australia. But everyone knows how much I love futsal still. Now, the last thing about the tournament I want to ask you is, we've spoken about all the details, but the awards at the end of the tournament, what awards would that be?
So at this stage, we're going to have just the three awards, which are going to be the top goal scorer, mm-hmm. the golden gloves, and the MVP for the age group. That's our goal. Yeah, those are the three that we're going to be managing for these junior nationals.
Very good, very good. So anything else you want to add about the tournament?
Oh, honestly, I'm just looking forward to it. It's just so exciting to see, to bring all the community back and try to give positive things into it. Once we come from very tough times, very hard times with these lockdowns. So yeah, just looking forward to it. Hopefully we're going to have very good competitions, very good games. So yeah, just looking forward to it.
Very good. Look, we love things going back to normal. We've been saying in the Futsal in Australia group that it's very exciting how things are going back to normal, and we have so much exciting things happening in 2022. Hopefully, we're going to have a men's and women's national team back soon, an Australian National League and the FFA as well. So if they can get that off the ground, that'll be amazing. So they're the things that miss in the country. Everything else, keep on improving. Futsal is getting better each year. Pro Futsal is getting better each year. All the other private organizations are getting better. We just need the other part to do their job as well. All right, Arturo, thank you so much for being on the show. But before I say bye, before we do anything, we always play a game called the Rapid Fire Questions. You're a good futsal player. You're a good tournament director. What else do you do at futsal? You're also a manager, aren't you?
Yeah, correct. I'm a current center manager for Thomastown.
So you're also a very good center manager. But anyway, let's see if you're good on the spot. You have 40 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. Don't think too much. Just get answering. The top of the ladder right now is Damon Shaw on 13 points. Damon Shaw is from the UK. But the best Australia, it's between a lot of people on 11 points. So Vinicius Leite, Jordan Guerrero, Peter Python, Moz Eldon, Alex Nofantzidis, there are a lot of people sharing the 11-point mark. So let's see.
Ryan, let's see how it goes.
You break the 11, you're the best Australian. You break the 13, you're the best in the world. Let's see how you go.
Let's see how it goes.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
So let me just turn up the audio here. When the alarm goes out, you can finish that question, okay? So don't worry, that question is still goes. All right, so let's start in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Best futsal player in the world?
Falcao.
Hold on. Let's start again. Arturo, I'll give you... Come on, man.
I was just thinking about futsal club.
I had such a high expectations of you, and you took six seconds to answer the first question.
I was just thinking the futsal club. I was like, what?
No. All right. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Best futsal player in the world?
Falcao.
Best Colombian futsal player?
Angelo Caro.
Best Colombian futsal club?
Lanús.
A futsal coach you wish to work with one day?
Osman Fonegra.
Favorite playing position?
Flanker.
Tell us a nickname you have.
Chavo.
Best futsal player have ever played with?
Andre.
Best futsal player have ever played against?
Shabs.
Is strongest state for futsal in Australia?
Victoria.
How many languages do you speak?
3.
Throw-ins or no throw-ins?
No throw-ins.
The strongest futsal league in the world?
Brazil.
3-1 or 4-0 system?
3-1.
3-1. All right. So look, as I said before, we give the last one. So you're on the top of the ladder together with Damon Shaw, 30 answers. Arturo, that's an amazing effort. But I have to read the rules. The only issue is because we restarted, I'm not going to give you the last one. I'm going to give you 12 points. I have to be fair to Damon. He didn't have a restart. So Damon is still top of the ladder. We're on the second position. That's an amazing effort.
Hey, no, but to be a non-Australian, that's all right.
Yeah, best Australian, by the way. Very good.
That's all right.
Arturo, thank you so much for coming on the show, for sharing a bit of your futsal journey in Australia and also about the Junior Futsal Nationals. Australia needs more people like you, passionate about the game, and people that work daily to grow futsal in Australia.
Nah, thanks so much, Andre. And look, we appreciate all the job that you're doing as well. Oh, it's unbelievable to see all the news that no one will be able to get to in futsal. Yeah, so thank you for all the job that you're doing carrying on futsal in Australia. And nothing, we just hope for the sport to keep growing. We just love to see kids loving the sport, and for sure there will be the future of it.
You'll be for sure. So guys, thanks everyone for listening to your Futsal Australia podcast. The next one, it's with Andrew Parkes and Armando Casassi. I have to double check his surname.
No,
but they're both from the Gold Coast International Cup, and they're going to be talking about the tournament. They're also going to be talking about their futsal journey like Arturo did. Thanks everyone for listening, and see you guys soon.